Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's get it started with the Texans and the Jags, a game you can hear right here on Sports Radio 610.
Oh, so we can say Texans and Jags?
I believe in this one we can because it's okay. Not a – That was a beer issue last year.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to say it until somebody tells me not to.
I like it.
Yeah. Texans-Jags this Sunday, game you can hear at noon right here on Sports Radio 610. We give out keys to the game. Who would like to go first?
Ted, I defer to you on this
stuff.
Okay,
Ted.
So we're talking about the Jags and the Texans here?
Yeah.
All right, I want to say, look, they gave up 10 sacks the last time they played, the Jacksonville Jaguars, all right? The offensive line is pretty much the same offensive line that they had in week one. You have to keep T.J. Yates clean, all right? I was going to say no sacks. I don't know if that's a reasonable request.
What's a reasonable request?
I would say two sacks.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if...
Boy, that would be a day.
If you can hold the Jacksonville Jaguars to maybe two sacks,
yeah,
you might have a chance. You have to run the football better than the Texans have been running the football. You got to chew a lot of the clock up. But I would say keeping T.J. Yates clean, 10 sacks they gave up the first time they played, I think is going to be critical for them to have a chance to win this game.
I'm going to get a little more narrow on what I say, Ted, because it's related to what you just said. We're talking about a ragtag offensive line, and that might be a compliment, up against a defense on pace to make history. All right, we've talked about this. No defense in the NFL since the merger in 1970 has led the league in sacks, takeaways, and scoring defense, which I can't think of three more important things that a defense needs to do to win football games is sack the quarterback, take the football away, and keep the score down.
Yeah, red zone and third down would
third
be the
down.
Other
yeah.
two.
Okay, yeah. So this is a historically good defense.
It is. Nobody's really talking about it.
I think they're going to get their sacks. I think they're going to keep the Texans to a low point total. Avoid the takeaway. They have 30 of them in 13 games. If you can hold on to the football, and that's going to mean keeping T.J. Yates upright, because if he goes down, it's a guy who's never taken a snap in an NFL game at quarterback in Taylor Heineke. So,
who they activated today, by the
way. They did. He will be the backup quarterback.
The Chunky Clements era is over in Houston.
Right. Taylor Heineke will suit up for his first regular season NFL game.
Yep.
Undrafted, but out of Old Dominion, that football factory.
That's right.
Similar to what you said, Ted, but I think they're going to get their sacks. I think they're going to keep the number down, but just don't give up the football.
That's a good one. I'm going to say the key is putting Blake Bortles in bad down and distance situations, keeping them as predictable as they can be offensively, and that should help not having Leonard Fournette there.
Yeah.
Although Chris
Get
Ivory
on first and second down.
Right. Yeah. Chris Ivory and TJ Yeldon are two pretty good backup running backs. But this team's, you know, the Texans have been, other than a few exceptions, an exception here, an exception there. I don't mean a game exception. I mean giving up they gave up a huge play in the run game against San Francisco that set up points right before the half, things like that. They've been pretty good against the run. They can't generate a pass rush to save their lives other than Clowney, but they've been pretty, you know, guys like Brandon Dunn and DJ Reader, they've been pretty stout against the run. Be stout against the run, put Blake Bortles in second and 10, third and 9, and Clowney having a game where he gets a few tackles for loss is going to be very key to put him in a few second and 14s and second and 15s. But keeping Blake Bortles in situations where the Jacksonville offense has to be pretty vanilla, because he doesn't have a ton of weapons on the outside with this team, I think is that to me is the key for the
I'm Texas. Curious to see what a second week of Brian Cushing played outside linebacker looks like.
Yeah.
Because, again, that's something if the Texans are thinking about bringing him back, my feeling is it might be more as an outside linebacker, as an inside linebacker, so I'm going to watch his progress. He played okay the first game as an outside linebacker. We'll see how he does the second
game. And the best reason we mentioned earlier to watch this game, Fuller and Hopkins versus Ramsey and Boye, I mean, that could also be a key to the game. If they can break through with some big plays in the passing game, although Tayshaun Gibson, the one, the safety, has four picks himself. Yeah. Ramsey and Boye have 10 between them.
Yeah.
It's absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
It's a team in which I kind of liken to, like, when I would sit in my defensive meeting rooms and I would look around and I look at the different positions in my defensive meeting, and I saw guys like Ty Law and Rodney Harrison and Millie McGinnis and Richard Seymour and Teddy and Vrabes. And I was just like, wow, there is so much talent in this defensive meeting room. That's how it is in the Jacksonville Jaguars defensive meeting room. It is, they have some of the best players at their position in all three units.
Yeah.
They are loaded with talent, the Jacksonville Jaguars defense.
All right, Oakland and Dallas. Game is in Oakland.
Right.
And yet Dallas is favored in this game. No Ezekiel Elliott, and Dallas is favored going on the road in this game against a Raiders team that, quite frankly, has been one of the biggest disappointments in all of football this year.
They were down big time last week to Kansas City. I mean, they made a rally late, but I mean, they were down 26-0.
I can't believe how poorly that defense has played.
Yeah.
They got a lot of talent on that side.
Raiders, yeah, but the offense, too, I mean, for the Raiders.
Sure, Derek Carr is more not disappointing. Had a great year.
And yet they're in the mix in the AFC West right now because the Chiefs and the Chargers, who play each other this weekend, are 7-6.
My key for the Raiders is to do something so Sean Lee re-injures that hamstring. Came back last week and had 18 tackles.
He's
their MVP.
He's unbelievable.
He is.
I love me some Sean Lee, man.
Yep.
He makes every single play out there. It seems like the defense fell apart when he was absent. Just guys couldn't line up. I mean, he's that important to that defense. For me, the key in this game is Raiders got to get the running game going. Last week, Marshawn only had 7 attempts, but he averaged 8.7 yards per carry. They got behind so early, so the Raiders can't get behind. All right, because Derek Carr isn't playing good enough, and these receivers aren't playing good enough, Crabtree and Amari Cooper, to get them back into games quickly. So they can't get behind, and they have to rush for over 100 yards. They do that, they have a winning record. If they don't do that, they have a losing record. So a lot of it's just going to be, can you run the football, and can you not get behind early in the game for the Raiders?
Yeah, through this kind of run, this Ezekiel Elliott-less run that the Cowboys have been on these last few games, Dak Prescott has not been able to carry this team. They've played some of their worst offensive games of the season, somewhat understandably, although...
Played well against the Giants last
week,
though.
He did. That's what I'm saying for the most part. Yeah. And that's a good sign for the Cowboys, obviously. This needs to be a game where Dak Prescott really puts his imprint on this game. This is the 32nd best pass defense in the NFL. You got plenty of weapons if you're Dak Prescott to throw the ball to. The offensive line is good. You need to.
Dez is playing well the last couple weeks.
Yeah, this needs to be a statement game for Dak. With no Ezekiel Elliott, it needs to be a statement game for Dak Prescott.
And what's impressive is, you know, they're about to survive the Ezekiel Elliott 6-game suspension without losing a chance to go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, they're on the fringe right now, and this will be the last game that Elliott misses. But Rod Smith and Alfred Morris haven't been terrible.
They played well last week.
They haven't been, but they're in the wrong conference, the Cowboys are.
Probably. But
they're in the 10 seed right now.
They're going to need a little help, but if they get it, they could sneak in.
The problem for them is tiebreakers. They've lost to everybody in front of them.
That's right.
Disappointing, but I think it's a regression that we were talking about here on the show before the season. They went 13-3 last year. Did people expect them to go 13-3 again this year? All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.